Good afternoon. My name is Sandy LaRouche. Welcome back. I would really like to take the time to welcome you back to this afternoon session. We really hope you enjoy the opportunity to have lunch and to network with your colleagues as well as to visit our exhibitors. We will begin this afternoon with scenarios where we will draw on the acting skills of Kathleen Bartholomew, who is our afternoon speaker, Dr. Marcel Fournier, and Stephanie Gourdeau, in order to illustrate how nurse-physician communicate with each other and how this can impact on the patient's outcome. Dr. Fournier is an assistant professor of medicine at McGill University. He's a full-time staff cardiologist at St. Mary's Hospital and a senior physician at the Royal Victoria Hospital. He is currently the chairman of the Executive Committee of the Council of Physicians, Dentists, and Pharmacists of St. Mary's Hospital. He also did his undergraduate and postgraduate training at McGill University, and his academic interest is pure clinical cardiology. So, Stephanie Gourdeau is a third-year nursing student here at McGill University. She's also a member of the McGill Nursing Undergraduate Society and also the Canadian Nursing Student Association delegate. It is with great pleasure I now introduce Kathleen Bartholomew. Before starting a career in nursing in 1994, Kathleen obtained a Bachelor in Liberal Arts with an emphasis in sociology. She then worked in marketing, business communication, and teaching. These experiences allow her to view nursing, along with its challenges, in a completely different perspective. An area she became very interested in was defining professional norm and expectation with respect to the physician-nurse relationship and nurse-to-nurse hostility. For her master's thesis, she authored Speak Your Truth, Proven Strategies for Effective Nurse-Physician Communication, which is the only book to date which addresses physician-nurse issues. As the manager of a 57-bed surgical unit in Seattle, she quickly recognized that creating a culture where staff felt a sense of belonging was critical to retention. By addressing the many factors which propelled the nursing profession toward isolation, Kathleen encouraged a climate of teamwork in which staff connected and valued one another. During her tenure as a manager, the healthcare staff, physician, and patient satisfaction improved significantly as she implemented her down-to-earth strategies in order to create a community. Kathleen's passion for creating a healthy work environment is contagious. She is an expert on hospital culture and speaks internationally for the past 9 years about safety, communication, cultural change, and power. So please join me in welcoming Kathleen Bartholomew, Dr. Marcel Fournier, and Stephanie Gourdeau.
Let's see, who's on call tonight? Who's on call? Dr. F, great. All right, Dr. F.
Hey, it's Dr. F. What do you want?
Oh, Dr. F, I'm so sorry to bother you so late at night, but I've got this patient, and he was just admitted yesterday, and I know you're covering. This is the patient with the difficult family in room 403, bed D. They finally just left now. He's up and about, so he's voiding a lot
more. Sorry.
And he didn't eat his much of his supper. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
The Tylenol for room 408 was for bed B or D?
It was D, D.
Hey, I'm really sorry.
That's a D, thank you.
What room was that again? B, D. I can't go ask her. She's going to think I'm stupid. She always, she hates it when I ask questions. Oh, I didn't sign up for this. I should not have done the overtime. This is just so stressful. It was B. I can't go. Whatever, it's just Tylenol. It's B.
Hello, hello, sunshine. This is a hospital. I'm a doctor.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott, and the problem was his creatinine. You know, it's 3.45.
Listen, I'm the guy on call. I didn't order the test. You've probably been sitting on it for 6 hours. It's the middle of the night. Why the hell are you calling me now? Listen, I don't know this guy. What was his creatinine when he came in?
Hold on and let me find that. Let me find that for you. Just 1 minute, please. I'm going to put the phone down here.
Sunshine. Sunshine. I'm fading here. Paper.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was 5.1. 5.1.
So he's getting better.
Well,
God damn, he's getting better. Like,
he doesn't look like he's getting better.
Oh, it doesn't look like he's getting better. I don't look like I'm getting better. Have you got anything better for me than that? I mean, it's a hospital. 911, hello.
You see, the family's left, and... How am I going to explain to him what's going on in my head? Does he have any idea that I am now monitoring 16 patients? Oh, I had 8 tonight. But you see, Leslie wanted to go on another smoke break. So now I have 16. I'm worried about her patient, and I've got one of mine that's critical. I can hardly think straight. Do I have all the information with me? No. Do I look like an idiot? Probably. What person can possibly remember what's going on with all of those patients? I'm just overwhelmed.
God, God, God. You know, I'm tired and I'm stretched. Sunshine probably got her degree in some mail-in course. She wants me to act on something. I'm trying to get some rest overnight. She's not giving me anything that I can go on. I don't even know what the hell's wrong with this patient, except they're getting better.
That's the end of our first skit for you. Bring back any memories? First of all, would anyone else like to just jump up and improv the next scene? I'm sure we have a wealth of information here. But what you saw was something that was common to the culture. And as we laughed before with the video, I guess the real question was, why did the physicians not laugh at that video and we did? And why is humor so different? It's because of our perceptions of the culture. So we can do skit after skit, and what they're going to do is they're going to tell you what, just show what you already know, right? That sometimes communication isn't optimal. Any comments? Anybody like to say anything about that? Make a comment on the skit? All right. Shall we move to the second skit? Actors, take your place. Hey, can you do me a favor? I can't understand this order. What do you think it says?
Plavix.
You think it says Plavix?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Let's compare it to yesterday's. I mean, I already asked somebody else. You see the way the P is and the... You know, he always does his P's like that. I don't think... It's a stat order. You know, what do you think?
Well, I'd say you should call him.
Call him? You know... Call him back. Do you have any idea what happened when I called him last week? You know, he just doesn't like to be woken up in the middle of the night.
True.
Really appreciates it when I can get through the night without calling him.
Yeah, well then, I'd say Plavix.
You know, because I can't call him back. All right, I'm going to give it to him.
He's in the ICU? Like, what the hell happened? He had a stroke? Why did he have a stroke? He didn't get his anticoagulant? He got a damn antiplatelet agent? They couldn't read my writing? All they had to do was give me a call. I'm available. I'm a nice guy. I certainly hope it wasn't sunshine on. Listen, all I know, this is not my fault. If someone's going to take the blame for this, it's not me. I wrote the order. It was clear. This lady had a stroke, and it's not my fault.
Thank you. So what we'd like to do now is, I'm sure you all have your own stories, and give you some time to tell them to each other. And since there's such a large crowd, one of the big challenges is how do you break out into groups and how do you come back very quickly and seamlessly. So I'd like to offer you a strategy for that. I'd like to ask you to promise that every time you see me with my hand raised in the air, you will do two things. Stop talking immediately, even if you're in the middle of a sentence, and also raise your hand. And by doing that, we'll come together very quickly. So right now, let's just take 10 minutes to turn to the person next to you and to tell them what story of your own did these skits bring up for you?